Indeed, apart from working with Bahana Partners, ECOWAS Member State House setting the pace, putting together some $12 million to support that process. The determination has been made to the fact that some $19.4 million are required for that election, and some five ECOWAS Member States are putting together $12 million. So also the ECOWAS Commission putting also $2 million of its own money to support. So also the UMR, the West African Economic and Monetary Union, which brings together ECOWAS member states. So also the EU is putting in $4 million. And then, of course, the UNDP is putting 1.5. So virtually the amount is oversubscribed. And we are being driven by the sense of solidarity with the Guinea-Bissau, because we want to make sure that Guinea-Bissau comes back to constitutionality and elections that will enable them to have a president. That's a legislature on November 24. Who will replace the interim government. If you recall, head of state had made a submission by the interim government at the end of the year. And all this is to make sure that that election takes place. And then that the decision of head of state regarding the termination of the interim government stands. That is the whole idea. It's with the solidarity, and so that we don't undermine the first solidarity. Member states understand that we want to also promote democracy and then try to good governance in the region.
What role is ECOWAS going to play in helping the Electoral Commission in Guinea-Bissau to administer a credible, peaceful, and transparent election?
Yeah, we already have fielded the level of ECOWAS. We already have fielded a pre-election funding mission. And then this first funding mission led by a member of the ECOWAS Council of Elders, Mr. Leopold Wedrago. They were there for 3 days in September, the second week of September, and then they held discussions with all the stakeholders, including the Prime Minister, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Justice, and then the officials of the EU, UN, AU, the fourth commander of the ECOWAS mission in that country, and all the key stakeholders, including, of course, the civil society and human rights groups. And what from those conversations, with the fact that there are two issues that were flagged during those conversations with this stakeholders like that. One was the issue of the funding, which, as I have alluded to earlier in response to your first question, has been resolved now with this enthusiastic international support. Now, the second issue had to do with the timetable for the election, the feasibility of it, considering the constraints. And under that is the issue of the modality for registration. There was an intention to have biometrics. Prison looking unlikely. Now they have adopted something less complicated. So with this funding now, arrangement now in place, we are now hoping that the process for the voter registration, which is key, will now happen. And when that is done, we'll look at how to implement the requirement for election on November 24, so that, like I said, we can have officials who replace at the level of the president. And of course, members of national legislature, so that we can have in place those officials who will succeed the present arrangement that we have there following the incident of them. So, what we want to do is to make sure we accompany them in this process to make sure that the elections take place. And we have demonstrated that now as member states by putting some money up. Of course, I should make the point that the contribution of these member states and international community is at the behest of the country, which has made the calculated request for support in order to conduct the elections. And we think that the election is key to restoring the democratic process in that country, considering that we are also engaged in defense and security sector reform, which we hope eventually will, when completed, will address all the key challenges that have to do with that are associated with the military and the security services, so that we can have a stable and durable democracy. And then we're hoping that these two platforms, the elections and the effective security sector reform, will lead to stability in that country, so that the country can now move on to deal with the other challenges that confront it.
Don't you think that the time will be too short for the Electoral Commission to have a voter list that will be used for the election? And how will the country convince its citizens to repose confidence in the ability of the Electoral Commission to administer a transparent vote and for them to accept the results of the vote?
Yeah, I think there's a sense that the challenges have to do with the funding. And like I said, now with the funding already resolved with this generosity of the international community, including, of course, like the member states. Now, with that resolved, we would look at the feasibility of that. And, of course, if there's a sense that it will not be possible to hold elections then I think there will be a consensus, I mean, across the region that about what should be the next approach. And we think regional leaders will look at this dynamic and decide, okay, well, considering what has happened, they might decide to take a decision as to extending the life of the interim government, or indeed insist that that their previous decision regarding the termination of the interim government by December stands. And if that happens, of course, that means we have to work with the existing timelines and see how we can fit the elections into the existing timelines to make sure that, of course, we arrive at the compliance with the decision of heads of state and authority, which is to the effect that the interim government will end their tenure in December this year. And then, so that means it depends on what they decide. Based on this dynamic, we will have to see what happens. But I think what is key is that we have the complaint about funding. The funding issue has now been addressed. And then we'll see what's now feasible between now and December. I think now with the funding addressed, there's no question as to how else we'll proceed. Heads of state, like I said, I've made a determination about December. We'll see how we'll go in this December. And if they decide to change their mind on that, based on what has happened, of course, it's their decision to make.